from SRN News, I'm John Scott. King Charles III will be addressing the U.S. Congress, becoming the first British monarch to do so since Queen Elizabeth in 1991. The speech, expected to highlight the strong bond between the United Kingdom and the United States, focusing on shared history and democratic values. The royal couple will continue their U.S. trip later this week with stops in New York City and Virginia. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says there are constant discussions about better ways of protecting the president.
There will be a meeting early this week convened by the White House Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, with top DHS leadership, members of the United States Secret Service, and our own operations team here to ensure the safety and the security of the president, as we do have many of these major events moving forward. So we're always monitoring operations and procedures, always asking the tough questions to ensure the president is safe.
Meanwhile, Republicans in Congress jumping to support President Trump's ballroom project after the weekend shooting at the White House Correspondent Association dinner.
But President Trump renewed his case for speeding it along after a gunman tried to storm Saturday's White House Correspondents Association dinner at the Washington Hilton. Trump saying his ballroom would be more secure.
It's drone-proof. It's bulletproof glass. We need the ballroom. That's why Secret Service, that's why the military are demanding it.
Now Republican senators are publicly joining the case.
Underneath there will be a lot of military stuff. There will be a Secret Service annex.
Senator Lindsey Graham.
The ballroom itself will avoid the dilemma of having to leave the White House grounds.
And they're introducing a bill that would pay for it.
Offsetting it with custom fees. The estimate is $332 million.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Consumer confidence rose modestly in April, up to 92.8. That's from 92.2 in March. This is SRN News. In part two of our SRN News series on the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, a national landmark now under construction in the UK, its founder Richard Gamble explains how the wall is actually a massive work of digital art, with each business-size card representing another answered prayer submitted to the project.
The structure is a giant white infinity loop made of a million bricks. And so we want to impact the person coming where they go, wow, can a million people be wrong? This is a really large piece of art, but the bricks are much smaller, which hopefully will communicate how intricately involved Jesus is in our lives.
The monument, set to open in early 2028, is itself a collection of answered prayers from the land it will sit on to the British government's national landmark designation. Listeners can share their personal stories of answered prayer by going to eternalwall.org.uk. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
The United Arab Emirates says it will leave the OPEC oil cartel effective May 1st. The UAE made the announcement today via its state-run news agency. It says the decision reflects the UAE's long-term strategic and economic vision and evolving energy profile. Pump prices continue to climb. AAA's national average for regular, $4.17 a gallon. Prices do vary from state to state. California's average is $5.96. President Trump says pump prices will tumble once the Iran situation has been ironed out. BP's profits more than doubled in the first quarter. As the war in Iran continues, the average price for gasoline hit a new high for the year in the U.S. BP earned $3.84 billion, or $1.47 per share, for the quarter. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.